Back in the late 1950s and early 1960s, men who liked to cross-dress lived in a different reality. When cross-dressing was as transgressive as homosexuality, heterosexual men who dressed up as women found a home at a small hotel in the Catskills where they secretly met from time to time to eat, laugh, and dance with one another. Casa Susana, as it was known, has long been forgotten, but playwright and actor Harvey Fierstein has resurrected it and fictionalized Casa Susana in a play, Casa Valentina, having its West Coast premiere at New Conservatory Theater in San Francisco through November 6th. In Fierstein's fictional tale, George, a.k.a. Valentina, who writes a column for a cross-dresser magazine, along with his wife Rita, invite Isidore, a.k.a. Charlotte, the editor of the publication, to one of the cross-dressing weekends. Charlotte wants to start a national organization of cross-dressers, but she has one caveat. Homosexuals will not be invited. Maybe if she can achieve that goal, the lesser of the two societal evils will be more acceptable. That's a problem, because not all of the cross-dressers sitting around the table are straight. If this sounds like a terrific setup for a play, that's because it is. And for the first act, and through part of the second act, Fierstein pulls it off. The patter is sharp and funny. The insights into a long-forgotten subculture utterly fascinating. The play is helped by quality performances by Matt Weimer as Charlotte, Paul Rodriguez as Valentina, and especially Jennifer McGeorge as Rita, though the rest of the cast does its part with Fierstein's sometimes sizzling dialogue. The second act begins well as the plot kicks in and some potential blackmail occurs. But then Fierstein changes direction. The comedy dissipates, and the play turns didactic. For cross-dressers of an era in which unconventional lifestyles and behavior could throw someone in prison, happiness becomes elusive, and Fierstein wants to ram that point home. It's hard to say how the story could have been happy, of course. It was still nearly a decade before Stonewall, two before Rocky Horror, three before Hairspray, and five before Orange is the New Black. Despite the awkward turns in the second act, Casa Valentina has more than its share of charms, and along with the history lesson, each of the characters becomes a distinctive voice, giving a richness to an era of gender history that has been, unfortunately, long forgotten. Casa Valentina by Harvey Fierstein, directed by Becca Wolf, plays at New Conservatory Theater in San Francisco through November 6th. For more information, you can go to their website, nctcsf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.